Well, you know, speaking of Todd Gurley, Adam and I think have a little bit of a beef because we had a pretty good rookie running back too, with Thomas Rawls, and unfortunately his injury going down, it ruined that opportunity to have a really solid rivalry going in to see who was going to win Rookie of the Year. And unfortunately with Rawls' injury, he goes down, but I still think that coming up this season, we're going to see who really got the best deal with the Rams getting Gurley in the first round or the Seahawks undrafted getting Thomas Rawls.
Well, that's a great point. You said that he was undrafted, because if you talk about value, then undrafted and production, he's probably going to get the nod right away. But I'm curious to see with the ankle injury, obviously kind of, I don't want to say he proved that he couldn't go through a whole season, but is that the type of running back he is? He's not the 30 carry guy, the 25 carry guy. And I'd love to hear your guys' take on it and think, are you really comfortable with him filling in solo as the Lynch role and taking that 25 carries and beating all the time and kind of going the distance of a season? Because you can have those moments and those breakaway speed, because I've seen the highlights, and I picked Rawls up on my fantasy team. It was a great pickup, by the way. my question with him, is he going to go the distance?
You know, I look back at his college career, and he was that bell cow. I mean, when he played for Central Michigan after transferring from Michigan, and he really had no problem with that. You look at that ankle injury, too, and that was one of those freaky things, the way that the guy fell on him and it just a tackle. It certainly wasn't like a non-contact injury or anything odd like that. I mean, I remember Adrian Peterson breaking his collarbone earlier in his career, you know, that sort of thing. But yet still can go out there and be that bell cow. I have no worries about Thomas Rawls whatsoever. And I'm picking Brandon, I'll say, not even on a draft value basis, like who's going to be the better back next year. Thomas Rawls is going to be the better back next year. He averaged almost a yard per carry more than Todd Gurley. He's going to straight up outrush Todd Gurley next year. That's my prediction.
This is what I love about this, guys, and I can't wait to continue this conversation and having this fun rivalry. I'm a betting man. You know, I got my boys back. If we want to come up with something creative, you let me know. And because I think that's going to be a stretch. I appreciate your support in Rawls, and I think he's going to, you know, I hope he has a great season, because that's just going to open up a lot of things for the Seahawks, and I really want our division to do well. And when we beat them, I want them to be good. So, I you don't think about that, because I'll get Gurley all day if we're taking head on.
Okay.
Adam doesn't even care on the terms.
We'll get there. Just throwing it out.
Terms, but I'll get a Bosworth haircut, like if you know, like you know, something, man. Like I'm in.
Okay,
let's make this real.
We'll loop back, because I'll tell you right now, you know, and I talk fantasy a lot because I'm a fantasy guy. I really enjoy that, and I'm telling you, if Rawls and Gurley are on the board, I'm not picking Rawls at all.
Well, from a fantasy perspective, I'm fine with that.
Well, that's smart. That's just smart drafting.
Yeah, I don't do fantasy because it changes the way you watch real football. And in real football, Thomas Rawls is going to outrush Todd Gurley.
Well, I guess only time will tell.
That's the thing, right, is that on the Seahawks, you have different fantasy options. You have, you know, other potential running backs coming in on third down. You have Doug Baldwin.
Your quarterback's going to run 500 yards.
You know that Russell Wilson's going to run for 500 yards. So you have options. But Todd Gurley, unless you're handing it off to Tavon Austin, which is kind of the other option,
it's
right?
Possible. Yeah, I think that's going to happen a little bit more this year. And even as we added Farrell Cooper. Too. And I think Farrell Cooper is like a little twin of Tavon Austin. He's a perfect slot guy who's got tons of speed. And they're going to try to find ways to get the ball in his hand. So, yeah, I totally agree with you. But if we want to go back for back, you know, we'll put that out there. He did a great job last year for as much as we used him. He had four games where he didn't play. But I'm excited to see him play a whole year.
It will be interesting to see him play for a whole year. I guess you guys asked me about Thomas Rawls a little bit and his durability. See, that was always been my concern with Todd Gurley. He was kind of injury prone in college. So, I mean, is that something that concerns you guys at all, if you're going to be using him as the bell cow?
You know, you mentioned that, and that's a good point, because my cousin actually went to Georgia, so I followed the team even when he was down there. And, man, he was a beast when he was down there. And you're right, he had a knee injury, and that was a pretty ugly one too. But looking forward, I mean, that was the same injury that he was getting over his rookie season. And once he came in, there was really no slowing him down. So I think he's through that. And obviously, I don't know his body and how he's feeling and how it's going to go. But And all faith that I have is that he healed it. He's still healthy. All signs that all reports are saying that he's 100%. So he's a big dude.
I just saw an interview with him on the Rams official site yesterday, and he said that his ACL is not even of concern to him right now. So he's feeling pretty confident about it too.
And he looked like a linebacker out there. He's a big guy.
He's a big dude.
Well, hey, we appreciate you guys having us on. We know it's a division rival, and we enjoy talking football at any point, so we'll talk with anybody at any time. And you guys start thinking about that girly bet that and what you guys want to do.
Let's keep that conversation going.
Yeah, I think that could be a fun talk throughout the season.
That would be. I'd be stoked to come on your guys' show, too, and talk about it with your guys' listeners and all that. I think that'd be a fun time.
Yeah, 100%. We'd love to have you guys on.
And see, the thing with me is any bet can't involve, like, wearing actual Rams, like, clothing or gear, because I don't know about you, Adam, but I always have to prepare myself for a bet that I don't want to follow through on.
Uh-oh, getting a little unsure.
No, the wearing of the actual clothing, to me, it goes too far.
You have a line. There's a line.
Pictures can be taken, and right.
And it burns.
Yeah.
It burns when you
I want it to burn.